What we'd like to do is to just move in and say, what is it about markets and customers that we need to know? What's the language we need to understand? A lot of what we need to try and do is to prepare and prepare and prepare. We know we all have to, in the end, we have to write a business plan if we have to raise money. But the bottom line is that's not, for me, the most interesting thing, especially not as a proportion of activity on Ignite. If you want to write a business plan, you'll go on Google and put in how to write a business plan. And in about 0.27 seconds, you'll get 1.6 million ways of writing business plans. Okay, you don't need to come to Cambridge for that piece of the action. What you want to do is to figure out all those subtle, tacit questions that you will be asked and grilled on in order to clarify your mind. There's 101 things that people ask you that you won't get from textbooks. That's why you're meeting so many people. And this morning, we will give you some of the toolkit. My purpose is to give you, if you like, some of the vocabulary. Basically, I think in terms of the broad headline of understanding the marketplace in which you fit in, there will be something like five components of the toolkit. The first one is actually understanding the industry itself in which you fit. And the reason for it is I believe there's a difference between industry and marketplace. You might be from the computer industry, but your marketplace might be the banks or hospitals. And the way that banks and hospitals work are very different, even if you are from the computer industry. There will be some common issues that they face, but the way they buy, the amount of money you can charge, and the people you need to meet will be different. So that's the first important step, is to figure out which industry you're from, because your industry supply chain or value chain behaves in certain ways. The components that you can get, the code writers for software that you can get, the access to talent, the access to capabilities, where and how you hire people will all be depending to some extent on the product for the industry from which you come.